before we get to the season in general, I wanted to get your take on what happened last night and where you think this goes from here. Some pretty strong words from both Adam Jones and Jose Bautista about what transpired last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, you know, tempers flared. It got real emotional and, you know, look forward to, you know, getting out there tonight. And, you know, we play them a lot of times throughout the year, so it's something that's in the back of your mind. And, you know, I really can't comment a whole lot on what happened. I just know that, you know, that's twice that it's happened to Bautista, and he's, you know, he stepped up to the plate and answered the bell twice. So, you know, I hope they don't continue to throw at him, but if they do, you know, I expect fireworks from him.
Yeah, Kevin, is there a different feel in the clubhouse? And you just, to me, watching the games and watching how you guys react to everything, it just looks different. You guys look more together, and the chemistry seems to be a lot better. Is that the feel in the clubhouse? Is that the way it is there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and we had a players only meeting yesterday, and it wasn't about anything specific. You know, it was just about, you know, little things. And you know, that's something that I haven't really experienced before, you know, being up here the last parts of 2 years, just, you know, changing leadership, guys wanting to step up, you know, talk about little things, whether it's, you know, music in the clubhouse or, you know, a tire on the plane, but, you know, just to bring the team together and, you know, talk about where we're at as a team and, you know, really, really preach, togetherness. And, I think yesterday was a perfect example. You know, you know, Russ was really adamant on the bench, you know, after he hit that home run to everyone, get out of the dugout, pick him up on that front step, and, you know, pretty much send a message to the other side that, you know, you mess with one of us, you're going to get all 25.
Kevin, it's pretty clear to a lot of us that Josh Donaldson and Russell Martin have really kind of, they've kind of put their mark in this team, that along with Jose and Edwin and the other guys who've been here for a while, there just seems to be a lot more, I'm going to use the word jam. There seems to be a lot more jam to this team than other Jays teams that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, I think just with the addition of those two guys, you know, you're bringing not only two superstars in the game, but, you know, some of the most competitive guys you're going to find out on the field. And, you know, we already had that with guys like Encarnacion and Bautista and Burley, you know, Stroman when healthy. And, you know, I just think bringing in competitive guys, those competitive vibes and competitive juices flow over to everyone on the team.
In conversation with Kevin Pillar of the Toronto Blue Jays. Kevin, you had a great spring. You secured your position. And, you know, yeah, Michael Saunders got hurt, but one of the things John Gibbons said, both you, Devin, and Dalton Pompey, you won jobs. I mean, you did. The opening was there. You stepped through. You played. You took advantage of the situation. You got the job. What told you, or what made you think in spring training maybe that you were going to have the type of spring that would allow this to happen? Because, I mean, even with the injury, you looked pretty locked in almost from the first day to the end.
Well, I think just a lot of the moves they made in the offseason, I knew that the way the roster was constructed, even with the addition of Saunders, that, you know, how we stood, aside from some of the non-roster invites, that, you know, I was one of four outfielders on the roster, that, you know, if I went in and put the work in like I knew I was going to do in the offseason, that I had the keys to the, you know, I had the golden ticket to make the roster, whether it was, you know, starting in center field, left field, coming off the bench when they needed me to. But, you know, the moves they made in the offseason pretty much just gave me that extra motivation to work harder and train harder and get my swing right and get my mind right. And, you know, I realized the biggest thing holding me back was, you know, just having a little bit of plate discipline at the plate. And I studied hitters. I watched good hitters. I watched a lot of my old at-bats. And, you know, I really tried to figure out the reason of why I was chasing so many pitches. And it really came down to just being late and, you know, not reading the pitch out of hand. You know, and not giving myself maximum amount of time to make judgment on pitches. And that was my biggest focus. I always knew I could hit. I always knew I could play the field. I always knew I was going to compete out there, but I knew it was just that small, minute detail that was going to allow me to, you know, not only to make the team, but, you know, have an impact.
Yeah, Kevin, let me ask you, every night that I watch you play, you make some unbelievable play in the outfield. And being a guy that's never really played the outfield, I've always played infield. It's very impressive to watch a guy do the things you do in the outfield. Tell me and explain to me how you do. Is it just first step? Is it reading balls off the bat? Is it as simple as just seeing ball, run after ball, and catch ball? Is that how you do it, or is there a special thing that you do every day to work on that to make these plays that you make in the outfield?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's a combination of all the things you talked about. But I really pride myself on defense, and I pride myself in the work I do every day during batting practice. I'm sure you've heard it before, but there's no substitute to taking balls off the bat, and batting practice is the best time for all of us to get our work in, whether you're in the infield or outfield. But I get out there with our hitting coach every day, and I just work on my footwork early on in BP, getting sideways, feeling ground balls, making some throws to second base, and then for the most part, I'm getting used to not only reading the ball off the bat, but, you know, really locking in on the strike zone and trying to see the bat go through the zone before contact's made, and that allows me to get it maybe a half a step or full step, in the right direction. And, I was thinking about it too. A lot of these good plays have come on days when Burley's pitching, and I think there's no substitute for, how quick he works. He definitely keeps the fielders, on their toes. He's in the strike zone, and that was something I was thinking about last night. That it's kind of ironic that it's happened on days he's thrown, but I caught myself out there yesterday, like really, really noticing how quick he works and, how quickly you got to get back and focus in on the strike zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, Kevin, we really appreciate you joining us. Keep it up. It's the hell of a lot of fun to watch you hit and field. And as I said, we really appreciate you doing this. And stay healthy, man. You're doing well.
Yeah, thanks, Kev.
Well, thank you, guys.